This is the Erasing Shame Podcast, Season 5, Diverse Perspectives Discussing What Matters. Welcome to the Season 5 finale of the Erasing Shame Podcast, Diverse Perspectives Discussing What Matters. And we have discussed many topics of what matters over the course of this year. I'm one of the co-founders and co-hosts, DJ Chuang, and I'm joined with Hannah, George, and Leah. Let's go around and introduce your names so people can hear your voices, because most of our audience are listeners, so they don't see our faces. So in that order, if you can remember what I just said, Hannah, George, and Leah.
Hi, Hannah Lee Sandoval.
George Zhang.
Hi, everyone. Leah Abraham here.
Okay. And we wanted to start with just a quick year-end in review by giving you a countdown of our most popular episodes according to number of plays for the episodes. And there's all kinds of different ways to dice and slice the statistics. We have a download server from our audio host at Libsyn. We also have Apple Podcasts Connect with their analytics. And then where podcasts are listened to on Spotify, Google Podcasts, they all have different stats. So I'm going with the number of plays according to Apple. And our most popular episode was Tim Aoyang of Tim Be Told, Uncensored, with his story of dealing with shame and his personal identity and faith. Coming in second was Being Asians in America, but Not Belonging. Third, Deconstructing Wokeness, Processing for Healthiness. Number four, Erasing Shame About Sex and Sexuality. And number five and six were the bonus episodes. We had three bonus episodes in the midst of a total number of 12 episodes this season. One was listening in on a counseling session with Asian American therapist Jeannie Chang, Pain and Shame and Trauma in Asian American Church Life. And coming in number seven, Asian Americans React to Capitol Hill Events in January of 2011. And then, let's see, I'll get down to 10 all the way to 12. Celebrating Our Heritage and Getting Honest About Our Mental Health. Great topic. Next, number nine, Let's Talk About Body Image with special guest Kathy Trin. And number 10, which includes two bonuses, that's actually number 12, Erasing Shame About Asian American Bodies. And then we have other topics like, what about the shame of cancel culture? Introducing our co-hosts, why are we afraid to talk about fear, lament, and Thanksgiving, and even high achievers have to deal with shame. So we've covered a lot of ground in 12 months, and I'm so grateful, Hannah and George and Leah, to be conversation partners with you. And it's one of the highlights of my month every month when we get our recording session coming around. So we wanted to kind of go around the horn and hear about what was a most memorable episode for you. So let's start with Hannah.
Hands down, Tim Be Told. I was fangirling the entire recording, trying not to show it too much. But since I got to hear parts of his story in a different context earlier in the year, it was really special to have a bit more intimate space. And then to like deconstruct some ideas, you know, I can't remember the exact wording, but even our ideas of like being an ally and, you know, how to support our queer brothers and sisters, how he broke that down and really made it more about like loving one another and doing life together. That like really challenged me in a beautiful way where I was like, yes, like the depth of that and how holistic that was. But that time with him was just wonderful. I felt like I got a backstage pass with like one of my favorite Christian pop stars.
Yeah, he has a fascinating nuance with regards to intersexuality, because he does have same-sex attraction, but he's chosen to be celibate and is still part of a Christian faith community that is fairly traditional in its sexual ethics. So it's quite a fascinating character for him to navigate all of that. And he also weighs in at the longest episode of the season. So an hour and 33 minutes. Very articulate. So I think he's got definitely a book or two in him. Uh-huh. And should he have the time and opportunity, that would be a fascinating read for sure. How about you, George?
Yeah, I was super bummed that I missed that episode with Tim. Because after I listened to it, once it aired, like, completely wrecked me. And so I wish I was a part of that conversation, but I was glad to at least be able to hear all the things that he shared. And, you know, I think in addition to that, the episode that we had on sex and sexuality, and in a sense, kind of deconstructing and doing that work of deconstructing our understanding and the ways that we, you know, can oftentimes judge things without really knowing where our biases are. And it really created a lot of work that I had to do for myself in kind of understanding how I viewed sexuality and to what extent a lot of my views were built on issues of like purity culture and other things that I had learned from very conservative perspectives. And so I think for me, that was one of those episodes that I ended up doing a lot of work for myself and remember processing a lot while we were sharing. So.
Thank you, George. And that was the second last episode of our season, an hour and 26 minutes. That was episode 10. And then Tim Algan was episode number 7. We'll add a link in the show notes so you can conveniently check out the ones that we are mentioning along with the countdown. And we come around to Leah. What was most memorable for you?
My favorite was the wokeness one. Probably because I don't have conversations about that with Asian Americans as much as I do with other people. And so it just, as we're talking about it and deconstructing and sort of processing together, I just didn't, it was just a really, felt like a breath of fresh air to be able to talk about these topics and not have to explain parts of my process to other people. Because the lived experience is very similar for Asian Americans in some ways. And it was just, I think it's a really important topic that I don't, like, at least to a lot of people in my circles, like the shame of not knowing how to go about it prevents them from doing anything about it. And so that's been the episode when people are interested in about the podcast, I'm like, check that out one first. I think that will really help you get like the tone of what we've been doing so far. And it was just one of those podcasts I walked away from just feeling really seen, and I learned a lot, and I just felt really connected after recording that episode.
Yeah, that's super. And another episode that was kind of related to that, but more on a general level, was Being Asian in America but Not Belonging, episode 3. And that was the second most popular episode. So that really, both of those topics really resonated with the audience. And it does speak to something that we experience in a shared way. For me, the bonus episode with Jeannie Chang, where I got to sit in the counselor chair, we did a mock counseling session. That was really meaningful for me. And my hope is that pulls the curtain back and encourages other people to take that step of wellness and health for themselves, because there are definitely lots of people that hesitate to get help for a variety of reasons, one being shame, another being accessibility and availability. But now in the age of COVID, that is not going to go away anytime soon. Telehealth is becoming a very common practice for how we can access self-care. So that's been a good thing. As we're all wearing sweaters, for those of you that are on audio and cannot see, we're kind of cozy. between Christmas and New Year's. So we're all kind of in that relaxed state and shooting the breeze and also being reflective as it is the end of the year. So as we reflect back, having journeyed together for these 12 months, having a variety of conversations with diverse perspectives, how about some personal reflections? We'll go around the table again. Hannah, thank you for pulling this group together. The the round table came together because of a conversation we had last year. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful. This was a dream come true that we could have four co-hosts from diverse perspectives talking about what matters. So it's fantastic. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for that gift. Adija, just thank you for your open heart and your open mind as always. I've always been so just drawn to your character and your spirit. There's just such safety. And so it was really neat to see our group come together and continue to expand that, what we call the umbrella, where people from diverse perspectives can come together. I have felt like this podcast group, just processing through the year together, has been my version of like small group life group, like very sacred and holy kind of space. Actually, I was telling my husband after a couple of recordings, like, I felt like I went to group therapy. very cathartic, very safe. And I resonate with Leah sharing, you know, just feeling like seen and heard and known after a year together. And it's crazy because besides me and DJ, I mean, not all four of us have been physically in the same spot before, but I feel very like safe, as if we have been meeting once a month in person. So I think that's always a gift, especially in kind of our season of COVID and pandemic. So just really grateful and being able to tackle some really divisive and painful topics throughout the year and get really real and not feel like I have to hold back or edit and just be received, you know, and heard. I think that's meant so much. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I think, you know, this space and this time has really felt like group therapy in a lot of ways, where we're really all kind of processing through these topics together. And you know, I think oftentimes it's difficult to step out of a professional mindset. And so one thing that I've really appreciated, DJ, is that you've made sure that we've kept most of the jargon out of our conversations. And if we have used it, that we've explained it in a way that would make sense to the everyday listener. And so, you know, I think coming in as a mental health professional, there's a lot of ways in which we work with shame within the counseling room, right? And I think being able to kind of step back from that posture and that position and really just be able to engage with the rawness of a lot of these topics and issues, it's really helped me personally to have to go through this work and be able to say, okay, how do I see these things? How do I interact with these topics? And it's been really helpful and formative for me to really be able to engage in that way. Kind of like you were saying, Leah, there's just not very many spaces where you know whether or not it's going to be safe or whether or not you know you can be vulnerable and open up and share. And this space was really helpful for that. And so hopefully all you listeners, as you've listened to us ramble, me in particular, because I know I can do that, that hopefully it's been able to kind of help you process through these topics as well.
It's weird looking back, like to last year to right now, and how much has changed for me personally and how much, I've been through quite a journey this past year, and I think this podcast and this group of people have, you played a huge role in that, in being able to being a safe space for me to, process and journey through a lot of my mental health, stuff. I think the beginning of the year, I had just started therapy and I was just diagnosed with depression and anxiety. And I had no idea what that meant for me and no idea how, I had nothing. I didn't really understand it and know what that meant in the context of my life, but just with our conversations and this podcast has been such a safe landing space to just learn and demystify a lot of the myths that exist within our community. And I, to be able to say that, yeah, I do struggle with this. And these, when we had episodes that were around certain national events that made certain, like, my depression or anxiety more severe, like being able to talk and process through that were really, I think it was really important, because I don't think I really had to worry about being shamed about my depression, anxiety, because I had the space to safely talk about it, right, and process. And the more we bring it to light, the more we're dispelling shame, and more courage I get when we go outside this recording to own that story without any shame, right? And so I'm just really grateful for all of you for holding that space and for, yeah, just for being you and for the conversations and bringing your whole selves into this space, because it has made a huge difference in me. And I'm just really grateful for all of you.
Thank you, Leah. And that was a most poignant moment during the whole season when you shared that you were going to counseling for the first time. And that is such a huge step of faith. And then as you found the courage to do the hard work and also to share that, is part of that self-discovery, but the discovery and the big aha that erasing shame, part of it comes from sharing it out loud, not necessarily with the world like we're doing here on this podcast, but just, you know, even a few trusted people can make the biggest difference for someone. Well, with therapists first, perhaps, but, you know, that next person outside the professional realm just begins to open up things, and, you know, people experience freedom. And our hope that other listeners and viewers have also had that experience. We would love to have your feedback, your input, your messages, whether anonymously or if you want to attach a name to it. We've made all our channels open for that. And we'd love to have more reviews and likes and shares also. That would encourage our work here, as it's 100% volunteer effort. And I'm grateful that by the end of this year, in November, I discovered a mechanism by which we were able to gain nonprofit status, so that those that would like to make a donation and get the tax deduction for it, you can do that. And what's magical about it is we've received a couple donations so far. And so for $100 donations, $200 shows up in our bank account because of a matching fund from our fiscal sponsor. So that's better than Bitcoin. So if you'd like to play it forward, just a couple dollars would be a vote of confidence that Erasing Shame would continue its effort into 2022. And we're in conversations with a few different people about what we can do for our next season and perhaps a special series. So we'd love to have your input on that. You know, if there's some other topics that you would like us to address or kick around, or perhaps you would dare to be a special guest, ping us. We'd love to hear from you as well. I hope you can tell from our conversations that we do our best to be safe people, and maybe one or two of us clicks with you a bit more than others, and that's okay. We make ourselves available. You can contact us through our website at erasingshame.com. And as we close this year and season 5, I just want to give a moment for any of us with last words to say hello, say goodbye, say your piece. I'm usually good about starting things. I'm not as good about finishing things, and that's me. So I just want to put it out there. See if Hannah, George, and Liam would like to help me close out the season. You don't have to sing or anything, but Hannah has big news, personal news. So are you doing well?
Yes. I mean, I'm about to pop here. 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, we got news of our pregnancy at a really difficult point in our family life. We were grieving, you know, my father-in-law's passing last Christmas and just a lot going on. And when we were pregnant with our first child, my husband was going to name him Hope if it was a girl. And so this time around, now that we know it's a girl, I was like, I don't know about a one syllable name, and, you know, a little hesitant, but it just seemed so right for the season. I think a little bit of hope is what we've all needed, especially through the pandemic. And I've been just reflecting on the end of the year and just how, I mean, you know, Christmas is Mary being pregnant and then giving birth, right? And how I was kind of going through my own version of, like, I don't know what the future holds. And I realized, it's okay to be anxious and fearful about the unknown. That's human and normal. It serves its purpose and hopefully won't overwhelm us, but it's okay to have moments of overwhelm. I'm sure Mary had a few freakouts on the way to Bethlehem on a donkey, being very pregnant. But I truly have more hope. I think being able to process safely and just put things out there and not be worried about how I'd be received, but just to be heard and accepted, and not feeling alone, I think, a lot of times, and just feeling like we're resonating with each other, that gave me a lot more hope of, yeah, we don't know, the world's going in a scary direction in many ways. But as long as we can kind of love one another and hold space for each other and go it together a step at a time, a day at a time, I feel like we'll be okay, you know, and that's really important. That's something we've been holding on to as a family. So thank you to everyone out there who've been journeying with us and, you know, allowing us to journey with you, for giving us your time and energy. And DJ, George, and Leah, I'm going to miss you. And our monthly life group meetings that we masquerade as a podcast. but I really do have great hope also for erasing shame. I think it is a real mission you have, DJ, that God's given you. I'm so excited where the nonprofit status will head and just what, you know, God is doing in each of our lives. So, yeah.
I think my one hope for all our listeners is the thing that this podcast has been teaching me over and over again, is that you are enough just as you are, right? You are good and you are enough and you are, yeah, and I hope that our episodes have inspired and given you a few practical tools on how to unpack your shame. You don't have to carry that with you to find love or to find worth. You are enough just as you are. Yeah. I'm going to end it there.
Yeah, I think that's so helpful, Leah. I think in this journey of erasing shame, I think what I've learned the most is just recognizing how pervasive shame can really be in a lot of different areas in our lives. And in ways that I really wasn't even aware that shame was being pervasive. Whether that was shame that I was dishing out or shame that I was experiencing. And I think it's really important for us to take that posture of recognizing that we are where we are, we are who we are. And there's not always an immediate need to try to fix or to judge or to critique who we are and where we are. But that we can really learn to sit in what we're experiencing and allow ourselves to simply be. And in that way, we make a whole lot of choices that we actually can begin to enjoy and that we can begin to be happy that we're making those choices, as opposed to being pushed in this direction of trying to avoid some sort of discomfort that we've been experiencing, or some sort of discomfort or judgment that we perceive is going to, that we're going to be met with. And so, I think even though I'm naturally a very in the moment and free spirited guy, you may not have heard that throughout the podcast, but that's because Podcast George is very different from regular life George. But I think there's a lot of freedom that we can experience when we allow ourselves to just pull ourselves out of those judgmental spaces and be intentional about the choices we want to make right now.
Thank you, George. Leah, Hannah, it's been a real joy to be with you all year, and look forward to staying connected offline and also in person as the dust clears out. We express our care and love for listeners and viewers, and we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out. We do our best to make ourselves available as we've opened our lives and share with you a little bit of what we've been going through. And on a personal note, my younger brother, his wife is expecting in about two weeks. So I'll be an uncle for the first time as Hannah is becoming a mom of two. And then I've also entered a season of elderly caregiving with my in-laws. So that adds a layer of uncertainty in our lives as well. But 2021 has been good overall. So I'm grateful to have made it through without the challenging struggles of mental health difficulties, for which I still take medication and seek therapy. I'm grateful to have that. And that's my closing words for this season. Very grateful for my co-hosts, the special guests who've come along and shared bits of their lives. And we go into 2022 with much hope and much expectation from our audience feedback, from how this message will continue to go forth and help others to experience freedom and health as they experience erasing shame. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with us. Check back our archives and send us a note, send us a message, even a donation at erasingshame.com. Blessing to you. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Erasing Shame podcast. Check out our website at erasingshame.com. We would love to hear your comments and questions. Please subscribe on any podcast app like Apple, Google, Spotify, or on Facebook and YouTube. And please add a rating, a review, and a share so more people can experience the freedom and healing that comes from erasing shame.